Welcome to the Michael U Podcast.
We do not have a guest today, and for those of you that haven't noticed, I haven't done a pod for a little while, so it's been probably about a month since I've done one. A couple different reasons why. I actually sprained my ankle pretty bad when we went away on our trip in the island. So something that we do every year at Oakwin at the company is we go on this annual retreat. And I had a couple days to spend time with Morgan, Arlene. So Morgan is one of the partners at Oakwin. Arlene, my sister and partner at Oakwin, and also Alfred C, our CFO, money guy. And we lay out the plans and we kind of figure things out for the year. It's always a lot of fun. I spend probably about a couple weeks preparing for it. It's just a fun time to get close and figure out what we're doing for the year and set our goals and priorities and stuff like that. It's just fun to spend time together. So we're on the island. They left, and normally I have a little bit of time that I just stay over, and my resale team comes to for a visit as well, and we do our goal setting there. So I had a kind of a gap in between, and during that gap in between, I decided that I was going to go on a hike, because we were kind of stuck indoors a lot. So I figured I'd go out for some fresh air. And went out for some fresh air. I went for a hike. I can't remember, but I looked at some waterfalls. It was pretty cool. And I was feeling really good, things in the company, everything always could be better, but they're going really well. And I'm really happy with, the progress and the people and the staff. And, we got really good feedback from the agents at the office, and we got good feedback from our staff. So like things are looking good. So I was pretty like plucky. So one of the big things is I wanted to, go on this hike, because for a couple reasons. One, to get some fresh air, but I'm also going on a long kind of nature and adventure hike in Machu Picchu in April for my bachelor party. So we're going to the Inca Trail. It's like 5 days. It's like this crazy hike with my brother and a few of my friends. Wild party, bachelor party kind of stuff. It's not like the hangover. It's nature time, I guess. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm kind of training for that a little bit. So I took, I just went on my sneakers and I went out to a hike. The hike was supposed to be about like 45 minutes or something like that. But there was like this off trail area that you could kind of go through. And I was feeling pretty like, high on myself. So I figured I would try that out too. So I kind of went to this less beaten, this like not well-worn path, and I tripped over a rock and it hurt my ankle, and that just was terrible. I've always had some joint issues, and that was in the middle of December, so it's been about a month, a little over a month now, and it hasn't been healing very well openly. I don't know what it is. Like, I guess I'm not like Wolverine after all. So I was supposed to do a podcast with my good friend Edison Chua, but didn't happen. And so, it's just been like kind of week after week. And one of the things for me to do is like to do a podcast, an update pod. But it's been good. It just kind of almost been a little bit of a good rest, because it put some things in perspective. Like, why are we doing a podcast? Like, what is the point of the podcast besides me enjoying doing podcasts, which is probably the most important thing. And we just, put it a little bit more in perspective, and, we're going to change things up a little bit, actually, which is going to be good. Change is good. I love change. And we're going to change it up a little bit. So the Michael U podcast is still going to exist, but it's pretty much just going to be my musings. Occasionally I'll bring in some guests that will be not really worky related, just really life related. I can talk about my philosophies and my weird, interests here in the Michael U podcast. It's just basically a pod for me. But we're going to be doing a Oakwin podcast, a Oakwin Business podcast for specifically for agents to improve their businesses. We're going to do interviews with successful realtors and realtors in our community. We're also going to have a lot of practical knowledge and information that we're going to be sharing with the podcast, with the Oakwind podcast. It's going to have really great tools and tips and links and tools and stats and stuff like that that are going to be specifically good for realtors. It's also going to probably be a little bit more concise because, you know, the demographic, the target focus is going to be for self-improvement of agents. And the Oakwind Pod is going to be with me and my business partner, Morgan Brown, who is intelligent, lovely, and does not have a face for radio like me, but still, we're going to have a podcast together. And that's going to be the Oakwind podcast. So that's going to be coming up pretty soon. And the Michael U podcast is just going to be kind of like my personal blog or something like that, just for me to, to enjoy. I'm going to talk about pretty much everything else. I'm probably going to touch on work because that's a big part of my life. But, you know, I'm going to talk about other things too, for the most part, laying out my ideas, and there's going to be some crossover, I think, but not, I don't think so much. So, and I'll just, you know, I can have guests, like I might have one of my magic friends, my Magic the Gathering friends, be a guest on the Michael U podcast, and we might just talk about gaming and game theory and fantasy. I don't know. Or we might... if I feel like it, just depends. It'll be more loosey-goosey, less regimented, but I think it'll still be a lot of fun. So yeah, that's going to be what's happening with the Michael U podcast, but we aim to start the Oakwind podcast. Probably, I think my aim is March the 1st. We're going to put some steam behind the mic from behind the Oakwind podcast, with our Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all the rest of that kind of social media stuff, to announce it well. And that'll be a lot of fun, to put out. I'm really excited about that, to come up, because for those of you that don't, like, Morgan and I have been on a couple podcasts together, but she is like an amazing person, and like we have such a good time together. It's just fun. Like, anyways, I'm excited for that. I'm excited to do a pod with Morgan for sure. So that's kind of been what's going on. In the beginning of the year, Pri always talks about kind of winter, winter animals. Like, Pri is my fiance. I hate the word fiance, by the way. So my future wife, fiance is such a, like, I don't know. It's like so like la-di-da. It's just so too kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I just hate the word fiance. But so my future wife, Pri, is really into like kind of nature. You know, she's studying holistic nutrition at the International Health Nutrition thingy on Cambion Broadway. She's really, like, into nature and organic stuff and, you know, health stuff, which is very much in contrast to me with my broken ankle. So she was saying that December, January is a very reflective time. It's because that's when animals kind of, like, hibernate, when a lot less stuff kind of happens, and where like kind of even our, like, I don't know if it's our endocrine system or our hormonal system or just a lot of stuff just kind of, you know, it's time to slow down a little bit and just take a pause and reflect. So I kind of reflected a lot on 2019 and kind of the things that happened. I'm going to look through my journal here. It's just been a really... It's been a really fantastic year, 2019, from a, like, market perspective, from a real estate market perspective, wasn't the best year. We had some agents that kind of bucked the trend and did super well. Our team did pretty well, not our best year, but still we did fairly well. And, you know, a lot of our agents, some did really well, Some, you know, kind of stayed with the trend of having kind of a slower market, and, you know, and I'm sure that they learned a lot of valuable lessons too. And I just thought about personally, you know, I can kind of talk about business stuff later in the Oakland pod, but, you know, just personal life lessons, a lot of stuff kind of resonated this year. So I know this is something that a lot of people say, and I think it's something that should be repeated more. but one of the big lessons, the one at the top of my list, is to stay very humble. You know, a lot of us, you know, we're all human beings, and you know, you're going to start in business, or you're going to start doing something, you're going to start like looking, like trying to get a great body, and you know, you stay humble as you're getting that great body, or you're getting that great into that great relationship, or you're getting into that great business that you're going to get started, and you kind of, everyone always says to stay humble. And then when you start to do things, and other people actually start to notice, like, oh, I notice you're losing weight, or oh, I notice you're dating someone that's like way above your league, or like, hey, I notice that your business is doing really well. I'm seeing a lot of your signs around, or I'm seeing that you're selling a lot of stuff because you're posting on social media, which everyone should do. Even though we deflect exterior, like in our exterior, we're deflecting. We say, not a big deal. It's a lot of luck and all the rest of it. But a part of in your mind, you kind of your ego gets a bit boosted, and you know, there's elements of that kind of, I don't know if it's narcissism, I don't know if it's, but you know, like that does kind of start coming in your mind, and you know, to really like. You know, have a lot of humility and always remain true to who you are, and who, even with all the stuff and all the things that kind of surrounds you, always being yourself and being centered in your, like in your character and in your identity versus kind of all these things on the outside, because they can really affect not only your psyche, but your decisions and how you treat people. And I don't think, I feel like this is, it's still on the top of my list, even though I feel, you know, this is something that I've kind of, I've been fortunate enough to be able to have. But even though, these aren't new lessons of 2019, these are just like lessons in general. And I feel like, you know, for those of us that are starting to do well in business, or for those of us that are starting to get a great physical shape, like, we got to stay humble. We got to stay within our characters, within our identity, and all the habits that were formed in order for us to be able to obtain and get these measures of success from whatever they are. And, you know, that was at the top of my list. So it's just this feeling of staying humble. And, you know, fortunately enough, you know, every day at the office, I walk up a set of stairs, and at the top of the stairs, it says, work hard, stay humble, which is our mandate. Our slogan at the company, work hard, stay humble. And it always reminds me of my grandfather on my mom's side, who taught me so much about life. He started in a very kind of meager position, but he did really, really well in business in the lumber business. And, you know, he helped to raise us growing up, and he always treated everyone well. And you never knew that he was he did pretty well for himself. And he was able to retire early. I never showed off. I've told a few stories of my grandpa, which we call Ankong in my language, my native language, although I can't speak it at all. And so, you know, that's something that I get to remind myself every day, and I think it's something that's very, very important, just as a life principle, and something that is one of my anchors, because I always feel that that mentality has served well just in general, in all relationships, whether that's a working relationship or a familial relationship or a friendship or with my future wife, not fiance. So I think that was a big lesson to just continue to, do and be better at all times, especially as we do other things like, we're planning on growing the company. We're planning on doing a lot of really fun, adventurous things in business. And that's something that, I want to always have in my heart, which, I have a lot of other things in my lessons learned list in my journal here. This is something that a lot of people say, and I think, it has a lot to do with elements of distraction. We talked about distraction a lot in the podcast, just staying in the moment and making the best of exactly what's happening in this moment right now. And something that, when you're doing a lot of different things, you can get distracted. And I think that a big part of that is like having a listening posture, and I put listening posture here, which is something that, I think is so key. I kind of have, I hate to admit it, but I think inside I kind of have a talking posture and I want to talk. It's good to listen and be present and respond with the heart, which is something that, is kind of fun. So I have a bunch of different lessons in 2019 that I learned, and a lot of them I've learned in the past. I've written them before, but it's always good because it's like a reinforcement. And it's funny, we just had a sales kickoff and it was really cool, and it was a lot of people there, a lot of the times when we do a speech or we have conversations about like having humility or being in a listening posture, and we're kind of saying it to other people or kind of, quote unquote, teaching other people, it reinforces those behaviors within yourself. So even though they say the best way of learning is through teaching, which is kind of fun because it reinforces the things that those good habits that brought you a certain place, and which is kind of fun. I meant to make this pod really short, just kind of an update pod. So that's where the Michael U podcast is going to be. It's not going to be advertised on Oakwin medias anymore. It's just going to be my own thing. I'll do it every week or every 2 weeks still. It'll have a regular cadence. So hopefully you guys will still enjoy the podcast. It is going to be changing. It may be less edited. It may be, we might not have intro and outros and stuff like that. But we'll see. It's going to be a bit more raw, real. But, I hope that everyone that's listening to this one definitely will tune into and pay attention to Oakwin, which is the company that I love, and pay attention to the podcast, the Oakwin Realty podcast that will be coming up, or just the Oakwin podcast. We haven't named it yet. And follow us at Oakwin on Instagram or Oakwin Realty on Facebook or all the other jazz stuff that we have. And yeah, till next time. Thanks for listening to the Michael U podcast, and we will talk soon.